Okay, we'll start in a moment, as Hashem. Okay. Excuse me. Good evening, everyone. I want to continue now in the general topic we've been discussing, opening various types of packages on Shabbos. So what I want to focus in now is the idea of the shiloh about opening a cardboard box with, say, a cereal box or a matzah box, that type of package. Is that okay on Shabbos to open, and in what would be the proper manner? So there are really two basic types now, meaning two different styles of how they seal them. The older style is when you just have two flaps on top, two cardboard flaps, and one goes on top of the other, and it's glued shut. They're glued together, not very firmly, but enough to hold. And the way to open it during the week would be to lift one flap, to basically rip off one flap from the other. And then you could lay after that, of course, you could tuck it in through the slot over there. So to do that, there is a definite basis to be matter and to allow doing that on Shabbos. In terms of Asiyas Pesach, creating a new opening, that's not a shaila here because this is not a new opening. This package was opened already over there, and then it was sealed. It was glued together. So you're just reopening, and reopening a Pesach is mutter to do. The only other major question would be, well, what about the malach of Korea? You are still ripping apart. When two things which are glued together, gluing together on Shabbos is considered a toldah of the malach of tofer. It's a form of sewing. And then separating things that are glued is considered Korea, which Korea is the opposite malacha, the counter to malacha to tofer. So why is that not an issue here? So the reason why many say it's mutter is that although it's true that ripping apart, let's say, paper or cardboard that was glued together is koreya, however, if it was done only for it to be left that way temporarily, it was never intended to be permanently connected, then many hold it's mutter. If it would be the av malacha, if you stitch two things together, you take a needle and thread and sew them together, even if you do that only for a temporary status and you intend to rip it apart, it's still usser on Shabbos to rip it apart. But the tolda, which is like I said, dibuk niyara, is gluing paper together. On that, many yachronim say that it's not usser to undo it. It's not usser to rip it apart unless it was initially connected and glued together with the intention that it should remain there permanently. So since it wasn't, in this case, obviously it wasn't. It was meant for the consumer to open it at any point that he wants. So therefore, they say it's mutter. So that's an acceptable practice. At the same time, there is that second point is questionable. There are those that hold that even dibuk niyaros, which is not permanent, still should not be taken apart if it was lasted already for more than a day and very likely more than 7 days. By the time you get the package to your house. So there are those that say that that's not okay. So considering that, also considering the theme that we've been working with, the tshuva of Moshe Feinstein, which I mentioned a couple of times, that says that it's a good idea to be machmer even in the cases where it's mutter to open packages. It's best to avoid it whenever possible, so that people don't draw incorrect conclusions from what they see or from what they're told they could do. So there would be a mila to opening it in a different way, just by making a destructive type of a tear or a ripping, taking a knife and cutting through the box towards the top, avoiding letters or pictures, but just cutting through the box and just like ripping off the top. That would be a mila. That would be more permissible, or more permissible. What I mean to say, you may say, well, why isn't that Korea? So there we have the source that we mentioned a number of times, the Tosefta, that says that you're allowed to rip off the leather seal around the barrel, as long as you're ripping it in a destructive fashion just to get at the contents. And that's really what you would be doing here, just sort of like ripping apart, just breaking through the box rather than opening it in a you know, nice fashion, the way it's designed to be opened. Yet you're just ripping through to get to the food. That would be mutter according to many. So the bottom line is really either way you do, there's, in this particular thing, this sounds a little bit different than some of the things I've said, I know, in the recent year, but here, either way you do it would be okay to do. Now, once you do that, in most cases, you're going to still be faced with a plastic bag if it's a cereal package or matzah. Also, in many cases now, probably in, you know, most brands of matzah, the matzah is now within a cellophane wrapper or bag or whatever. But there, first of all, the word wrapper might be more appropriate. It is a bag, but it's really meant just as a wrapper. It doesn't have to serve as a bag because it's in a box. It's mostly meant just to wrap it to keep it fresh. So cutting through that is definitely okay. Again, could you pull it apart at the top where it's glued? You, according to what we said, you could do that. But I think even during the week, probably 9 times out of 10, that's not what happens. It just gets ripped open. So if you rip it open, then you're safer and you can take out the food. Okay, that's one type. The other type of these cardboard boxes have now this new, and not new anymore, but have this design where it's like a perforated zigzag. You start at one end and you pull the strip up, and it's you know, in a bunch of zigzags, and you pull it across, and then the flaps on either side just are open. So that, the Sfarim say, you should not do on Shabbos. That you definitely, that would be considered, first of all, it was never opened that way. It was closed and then perforated with my machinery that you should be able to open it. But it would, you're making an opening that was never there in that case. At least that small opening. And you're also, it's a question of mechatech, and that should not be done. In that case, if you have a box like that, you definitely should use the plan B that I said before. Just take a knife and cut underneath it, and you know, and that way get the top off, and so you can access your food. So, okay, that's those types of packages. Now, the question is, what about something like a tissue box? You have a tissue box which has on the top of it an area which is perforated, piece of cardboard that is designed to be pushed down and pulled out along the perforations, and then you form a very nice opening with which to dispense the tissues. So that certainly should not be done. Again, there many say that is mechatech. That would get into the shaila we mentioned. There are shitas that say that if you're just doing it at that spot because that's how they made it easy for you, rather than being makpid on the specific dimensions of the opening or other details. So there is the shita of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, which is mentioned that it's not mechatech, but as I said, it's a matter of machlokas. Rav Yashiv and others don't agree with that chiddush and say it is mechatech. But here also, it's probably, everyone would agree that it's considered a constructive kriya. It's not, you're not just ripping apart the ore, you're just ripping off the, you know, the seal to get to the contents. You're making a very nice, entry path into the tissue box so that you can then pull out the tissues. So that definitely should not be done. Now, in addition, you probably also have a plastic, once you get past that cardboard, you also have a plastic seal there, which would not be correct to slit on the opening either. If a person, now of course, I mean, just going back for half a second, the cereal boxes and the matzah boxes, I'm definitely not advocating waiting for Shabbos to do any of this. I'm just talking about if you forgot, or it's Terev Pesach and you just ran out of time and energy and you didn't open your machine matzahs, or you were too focused on the Seder, or you're having hand matzahs and you forgot that for the day meals you want to serve the machine matzahs, it didn't get done. Or the cereal box, you know, the kids finished the cereal, whatever it is. Advocating leaving it to Shabbos, even to cut it apart. But okay, so now getting back to the tissues, of course, it should be done before Shabbos. There's no shayla about that they should be opened before Shabbos. The question is, sometimes people run out, and it could be a shayla of Kavod Abrius, or simply a person that has a big tzarech for it. So the question is, so here again, you could cut the box apart. That you could do, cut the box apart, you know, straight through the cardboard, and if there's plastic inside, just cut straight through and take your tissues. You could do that. Others suggest that you could also rip apart the flaps at the side. Even though the flaps at the side were never meant to be opened, so it's that's a permanent type of dibuk. It was glued that way to be left permanently, and when you open it, it's very, you know, it's still it's not ripping it apart like the or and the chavis. But some say it's still okay because you're basically making the box not so usable that way. It's so they still look that it fits within the realm of the heter of the tosefta of just ripping off the or because you're ripping it apart. But it would seem that if you're don't have any specific reason not to do it and you have a safe and sharp enough knife available, just cut through the side of the box. Yes, avoid the meaningful pictures. Cut through the side of the box and pull out what you need and you could use it. And again, just to repeat, this is only if you ran out on Shabbos and you really need it. If you have another box and you just have to share, so share. Or certainly open before Shabbos, whenever that's, you know, whatever you think you'll need. Okay, sorry for the picture. Might be a little dim here. I'm in a car, but I think Baruch Hashem, hopefully, I hope you'll be able to hear me. Have a wonderful night, and as Hashem, we'll continue next time.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Chodesh Tov.
Amen. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.